This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
We hope everyone is having a great Wednesday so far. Casi estamos in mid-November, dude. Like, the year's almost over.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about. We do want to give a quick shout-out and a thank you to everyone who joined our giveaway. It was a success. Hopefully, the winner enjoys
their goodies.
And don't worry, we still have some goodies up on our website. So if you would like a t-shirt, if you would like a mug, some of our stickers, our notebooks, feel free to go check us out at cuentocrimenpodcast.com. Por ahí pueden comprar esas cositas que tenemos disponibles. And yeah, I think there's no like actual updates at this exact moment.
No.
Just getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a busy season. Stay aboard and get through the season.
Yeah, I feel like that's the goal as a mom, just to stay afloat and try to make it through. But okay, so anyways, a lo que venimos hoy traemos un nuevo caso. Y el caso de hoy es muy importante de que lo escuchen y de que lo comparten. Because unfortunately, there is not much news or information on this case. And there also seems to be a disconnect between the family and the authorities.
Reina Carolina Morales Rojas was also known as Caro. And she went missing in November 2022. Y ella originalmente era de El Salvador y toda su familia estaba allá, pero ella estaba viviendo en los Estados Unidos y su familia dice que they felt that Caro's case was just slowly being forgotten.
Forgotten, and they also feel like authorities aren't doing everything in their power to find Caro. Y desafortunadamente, you know, aquí en este podcast hablamos de muchos casos where this is the case, you know, like a person goes missing. And that's about it. It turns cold. And, you know, we've seen other cases where investigators and authorities go above and beyond to find the person. So it's just like the question of like, why so many differences? Like, why is it that some get all this attention while others don't? And, you know, in Caro's case, her family feels like her case is not getting the attention it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Y entonces, antes de empezar, queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar sobre temas sensibles. We would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. And in this case, it is very important that we share Caro's case so that we can help her family advocate for Caro and, you know, also because there is a big distance between Caro's family and the detectives, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a phone call away, but even getting a phone call, sometimes those are hard to get. And like the distance is even, you know, making that harder.
Yeah.
You know, they can't physically go to a department and try to talk to a detective. So for those reasons, we ask everyone to share this case. And yeah, let's begin.
So let's start with, who is Reina Carolina Morales Rojas? Her family and close friends would call her Caro, so we will refer to her as Caro in our episode, and we hope that is okay. Ella tenía 40 años cuando su desaparición tomó lugar y estaba viviendo en Boston, Massachusetts.
Caro se había mudado de El Salvador a Boston back in May 2022. So apenas llevaba unos meses en Massachusetts. And the reason why she decided to make the move was because in El Salvador, she had experienced sexual harassment in her workplace and she just wanted to start over.
And we aren't too sure about the details, but apparently, you know, the experiences of sexual harassment happened more than once, and it happened in her workplace. So I think she was just kind of fed up that and like the violence, ¿verdad? Que hay mucho contra la mujer en El Salvador. Yeah, I think it all contributes to her wanting to come over to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, Caro también venía siguiendo el sueño americano. Ella tenía dos hijos, Kimberly de 16 y Justin de 14 años. And, you know, she wanted to come over to the U.S. and start a better life and be able to provide more for her kids. Y, you know, just a side note, her kids stayed behind in El Salvador y se quedaron viviendo con la mamá de Caro.
Y al principio, su hija Kimberly y su mamá no estaban de acuerdo of her move. Kimberly was super close to Caro, and she, you know, like any kid, didn't want her mom to leave the country. But despite of that, Caro had made her mind and she was determined to go to Boston.
Y le tomó una semana para poder cruzar the U.S.-Mexican border. Ella le había pagado a un coyote para que la pasara.
Y ya estando viviendo aquí en los Estados Unidos, Caro was working two jobs. So, you know, she had her goal to get here and to work and, you know, be able to provide more for her family. And she was doing that, like, by working two jobs. You can definitely see her efforts there. Y ella estaba viviendo en un basement apartment localizado on Boston's Bennington Street. Y ella estaba saliendo adelante, as we were saying. And she had her own spot. And she was just, you know, moving forward.
I mean, her family did say that she was very hardworking. And everything was working out for her. Pero el 26 de noviembre del 2022, todo cambió. Earlier ese día, Caro habló con sus hijos por videollamada. And, you know, they were just talking casually, catching up, you know, day-to-day talk. And everything seemed normal.
Kimberly dice que, you know, yeah, it was a normal conversation. They exchanged I love yous and they went about their day. Todo normal. But later that day, Caro tenía planes and her plans were que ella iba a salir con una amiga o amigos. That wasn't exactly if it was one or two, you know.
Yeah. And I think like that's one of the frustrations in this case. Like a lot of the articles repeated the same things and no había muchos detalles. So like, do we know who she went out with? Unfortunately, we don't. Or at least like we weren't able to find that information. What we do know is that she was last seen going into a gray car in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Al siguiente día, la hermana de Caro, que se llama Alicia, intenta llamar a Caro, pero no contesta. She isn't answering any of her phone calls or messages. And it's not like she can drive over to her place and, you know, look for her because she isn't living in the States. And so that's already like something so hard for the family. And also like, I'm not even sure if they know that, you know, maybe they can try to get a wellness check. Like, do they even know that that's a thing? Maybe not, because they're not, you know, they're it's not living country. In the country, you know? So yeah, like her not answering her phone calls, red flag.
And it was also strange that she wasn't answering because Caro had two phones y los dos celulares were a no answer, no call. Y después de unas horas, Alicia, la hermana de Caro, decidió mejor llamarle al novio de Caro, which again, we could not find a name for him. Pero él les dijo que she also was not answering him and that he, like them, had no idea where she was.
Él dice que él la busca en su casa, but Caro was not there. But goes the extra mile y también le llama al landlord del apartamento. Y él dice que yeah, Caro was not home and that she actually never made it back from the night before.
And hearing this information and, you know, Caro still not answering her sister, her children, or her mother, Alicia is definitely starting to panic at this point. And she has a big gut feeling that something is wrong.
Con la ayuda del novio y de Caro's landlord, Caro was reported missing el 27 de noviembre del año 2022. But her disappearance was not shared with the public until 2 months later on January 12th, 2023.
That's like a whole 2 months later, dude. Like, imagínate todo lo que pudo haber pasado en esos dos meses. Mm-hmm. Haven't we heard about how important the first 72 hours of someone being missing, like how crucial it is? Y ellos esperaron 2 meses to make it known that Caro was missing.
And Caro's family felt the same way. They felt that the Boston PD had not been doing everything in their power to find Caro.
Y como estaba diciendo Stephanie hace ratito, like, it must be really hard for them to advocate for Caro while they're in El Salvador y su hermana aquí, you know, when missing in the United States. But honestly, regardless, like, they were trying their best. And I applaud to them because Alicia was not giving up. Like, she has been calling the Boston PD daily to see if they have any news on her sister's whereabouts.
She calls the PD so she can get updates, but also she calls them to remind them that her sister is still missing. She is not home and she doesn't want them to forget about her.
And I love that. You know, despite all the circumstances, la familia de Caro está peleando and they are standing by her. And, you know, they want her home. And, you know, Alicia made it very clear that they are not going to stop until Caro is back home. And they are looking into being able to come here to the U.S. to help find their loved one.
Unfortunately, there was not much information or updates on Caro's case, and especially with her family being in a different country, as we said before during the episode. So it's like they are very limited in many ways, but they're still trying in many ways to get her name out there. And I think we've seen this in other cases as well, where some families aren't in the States and are in other countries where they've had a hard time even knowing what to do.
I think for now, like, we all do feel though that there was some type of foul play in her disappearance. Like, I don't think that Caro just magically decided that she wanted to leave her life behind and, you know, bail on her kids y todo eso. I deeply believe that someone did something to her.
Yeah, I think Caro wouldn't just bail on her family. And she did this big thing of leaving her country to come to the States and, you know, like, work for her family to then just disappear on her own. I don't think that was the case. I do think there was some foul play. And so that's the reason why we wanted to cover this case, to shine some light and share these open cases that need attention, that very much need so much attention.
Yeah.
And we are asking y'all to make some noise for Caro. Her family isn't here, but she has, you know, people that can share her case and try to get her name out there. And so we're asking all of you to help put pressure on the authorities. And her description is she is a Hispanic female. She's 5'5 and 145 pounds with black hair and brown eyes.
Y una descripción de Caro. Ella es una mujer hispana, mide 5'5 y pesa 145 libras con pelo negro y ojos cafés. Y entonces, si alguien sabe algo de dónde está Caro, anything about her whereabouts, please speak up, reach out to the Boston PD. Su familia la está esperando and they are hopeful that she is still alive and well and that she will be able to return to her kids and her family.
We will be including a photo of Reina Carolina Morales Rojas on our Instagram and social media. So please go over and share her picture, her case, because as Jahaira said, that Caro's family is waiting for her and they are hoping that she is alive and well and they want her to make her safe return home. And so, yeah, that is all that we have for this week's episode. You know, some of these episodes are on the shorter side, but it's because there's not that much coverage. And, you know, one of the purposes of this podcast is to shine light on these cases. So, yeah. Before we go, we do want to emphasize that a way to help the podcast is to rate the podcast on Spotify or by leaving a written review on Apple Podcasts. So if you've made it this far in the episode, please, please, please go leave us a review or a rating.
You might as well, right?
Yeah. If you stay this long to hear us post out the episodes, please, please.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much and we'll see you all next week.